Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally, as we approach 7 o'clock on this Wednesday evening, markets and company news tonight from Momentum Securities. Fahima Adia, welcome and thank you very much indeed. The Rand certainly has been on shaky ground today, flirting with 20 against the dollar. As I speak to you, down 0.2% at 1980. It's really got a bloodied nose.
Good evening, Jeremy. Yes, we're continuing to see that Rand depreciate this week. And I think it's really been driven by the uncertainties related to the GNU locally and the global reciprocal tariffs. And most recently, we've seen the tariff war actually heat up now between the U.S. and China, the U.S. now imposing a 104% tariff on Chinese imports, while China has now raised duties on U.S. goods to 84%. So this, of course, is having an impact on your riskier emerging market currencies such as the Rand.
Talking about emerging markets and risk, looking at the local bourse, I've got it down just over 2% today. Again, following this big Asian sell-off earlier this morning. But while financials down almost 4% are taking a lot of strain, resources showing a little bit more resilience, up by over 2% today.
Yes, it was good to see there's been some further recovery in resources. And I think that's just been driven by the gold sector and also some recovery in the PGMs. Gold is up today due to all of this increased volatility and investors just increasingly looking for a safe haven.
So financial stocks, though, really bearing the brunt of this. For instance, Standard Bank down by almost 9%. I've got Old Mutual down by 8%. Ned Bank down by 7%. But Standard Bank in particular also putting news out today about Sim Shabalala. He's the Group Chief Executive Officer, now also the interim CEO of Standard Bank South Africa, obviously subject to regulatory approval. But would that have had any impact on the share price today?
I don't think that in particular is what's impacting the share price. I think the main issue really is that financial stocks generally weaken when there are economic pressures and risks of things like a recession. Given the strong connection between these stocks and economic growth, it's viewed as a cyclical sector. So I think it's really global dynamics, issues with the GNU that's probably impacting that more. Looking at this interim role that he will be playing, so it looks like he's taking this on after that resignation of Kenny Fihla last month, who's set to join Absa later this year. So it does seem like he will provide the leadership gap that will be needed until there's a new replacement found. So I would say the main factor impacting that is the markets at the moment, the global markets.
Fahima, we're quite thin on company news today, but I see the Purple Group delivering what it terms a record performance. Not many people would know about the holding company, perhaps, but certainly people might, or our listeners might, have an interest in this through Easy Equities.
Yes, I think most people are probably familiar with that share trading platform, Easy Equities. So having a look at those interim results, I see that the headline earnings per share increased by a whopping 204%. That was driven by revenue growth, which increased by 26%. Better platform efficiency and increased client engagement. So it looks like the improved performance has really been driven there by Easy Group. So quite a good set of results.
I want to come back to the trade crisis as far as Donald Trump is concerned. And this is just an indication of how not only battered South Africa has become, but also the rest of the continent. And there's a note out today from the International Monetary Fund saying that it is receiving increased requests from African countries as the policies from Washington start to bite. It's already, it says, taken steps to boost its resources to help low-income countries. And that is very worrying because there is a huge amount of trade interdependency as far as Africa is concerned. So this is affecting the entire continent, is it not?
Yes, agreed. These tariffs are very damaging for many countries in Africa, given that most of these countries are developing nations. They've benefited a lot from those duty-free exports to the U.S. It's helped boost economic growth, created hundreds of thousands of jobs. So it's very concerning that these could be at risk now if these tariffs are not reduced in the next few months.
And the IMF also saying it places, and I quote, an even greater responsibility on African nations to come up with strategies to offset these challenges. Easier said than done, though. What kind of strategies can be implemented, I wonder?
Yes, that's a good point. I think it's definitely easier said than done, given that a lot of these African countries are facing a lot of local issues, which makes that very difficult. You know, if we look at our own country, we're not really in a position where we can make up for the shortfall in funding when it comes to things like aid and other things that have been cut back by the US and other developed nations. So when it comes to these type of things, we really do need to see developed countries step in to try and aid developing nations. It is going to be a difficult one to navigate.
And just finally, Anglo-American saying it's taken the next step, I guess, in the demerger of its platinum group metal subsidiary, that's Amplats. It's called on shareholders to approve now the separation of Anglo-American Platinum. And if I'm reading this correctly, the demerger comes into place on the 31st of May, but all contingent on more shareholder approval.
Yes, that's correct. So it looks like shareholders need to approve of this demerger by the 30th of April, but they have received approval already from that UK financial authority to get a secondary listing from the 2nd of June on the London Stock Exchange. The primary listing will remain on the JSE, and it looks like that London listing will be expected to just help the liquidity of the stock.
And that's where we are going to leave it. Fahima Adia, thank you very much indeed from Momentum Securities. We'll talk to you again next week.
Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.